Stokely? Nice, nice, very nice. How you doing this morning?
Amazing. Doing real good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I watched this thing, and you know I'm one of your biggest fans, but I as hard as you work, I forgot how hard you used to work. Because one good thing about this unsung, there's a lot of performance footage. A lot of performance footage.
Yeah, I had a lot of footage, man, dating back from when we first started, like 80. Yeah, I was carrying the camera all the time. I was really diligent. You know, I'm so glad that I did that, because you forget. I forget, you know, what you look like, what you sounded like. I'm like, oh, man.
Did you forget about your hairstyles?
No, I didn't forget about that. I didn't forget about it. Some people were back there with me always remind me, like, I remember now. Don't you forget, Negro. Don't you forget.
Sybil Gary, when you see it, man, you see the different hairstyles that Stokely and the group. Especially Stokely.
It's crazy.
From the Jerry curl,
yes.
from the Prince-like Jerry curl.
Oh, nice.
That's right. With the little curl on the front.
With the little curl, yeah.
That's right. I had every hairstyle known to mankind.
And your mint heads, as your fans are called, they don't forget a thing either. This is not going to be a lot of surprising, but you guys have some of the best fans in the business.
Absolutely. We love them. I mean, they just really they follow us, whatever we're doing, you know.
That's because these guys never stop working.
20 years?
It's been 20 years.
And you took
a break. Mm-hmm. And now but you always worked.
Yeah, got to, man. I mean, that's, you know, we're just out there touching the people. That's really what we've learned, you know, a long time ago. Grassroots promotion, man, getting out there touching the people. I mean, that's what it's about.
One thing I noticed, you did not talk about your first money, your first paycheck. Did you blow it?
The first paycheck?
Yeah.
The first paycheck was, you know, we did what we were supposed to do when we were young. It's like we tried to put some away, but, you know, we buy a couple toys here and there, you know, and you have fun, you know, because you ain't.
So you're not going to tell us what you spend the money on.
He gave us the I blew it chuckle. Come on now.
No, I didn't blow it. Didn't blow it like, oh, man, it's all gone, you know, because this. You know, we had some sense, and we had some people around us, you know. You know, fortunately, you know, our folks, and it's like, all right, you ain't going to, you know, just blow this. You didn't see an example after examples and after example, you know. And, you know, I know my folks were like, look, man, you know, like the new black folks getting this money, you know, now we got to learn how to keep it. So it's like, you know, wait, you ain't going to be one of these cats. We just like, what are you going to do? You know, you get a check. Get a car. What are you going to do? Get this nature. Get a car. No, don't get 50 cars.
Did you pay your taxes?
Absolutely.
Because we hear so much about entertainers. Mm-hmm. They don't want to. Why don't entertainers want to pay their taxes?
It's a very easy thing to, you know, because if you don't pay that quarterly, man, it's really, it can stack up on you. It's very easy. And a lot of times, sometimes, what happens is, you know, the accountants, if there's one, you know, wrong little shift in that money, you know, we're accountable for that, you know, nobody else. So that's really a kind of a misunderstanding, too, with the public. They'll see this, like, oh, why don't they pay the, it might be, but, you know, the accountant, depending on who it is that's working for you, you know, may not be filing, you know, each year, and just you're stacked up. So, I mean,
One thing I learned from Unsung is, this is why they're so tight as a group. They split everything equally.
That's really
nice. I mean, we figured, man, one of the things that, you know, from the 70s and, you know, hearing, you know, having many talks with my father, you know, and people around, you know, just seeing them as example. They're like, look, one of the things that messed up the groups was just the finance. Basically, is what, you know, you see groups that were, you know, these big, you know, horn bands, you know, that were big in the 70s and everything, you know, it was like 12 people strong, 15 people, then it was like 10, then it was like 6, then it was like 3.
And then they went solo.
Yeah.
And you never went solo.
No, I mean, we've got aspirations of doing all kinds of stuff, man, because it needs to change and, you know, keep, you know, just that's what life is about, changing and growing. But, you know, we just thought it was necessary to always keep this thing rolling. You know, it's you have everything else. You don't have any bands anymore. You've got solo artists. You've had, they're not any duos anymore, but it's pretty much all solo acts.
And Kerry Lewis is back. Kerry Lewis left the group and married Tony Braxton.
He plays with us sometimes. So I mean, he's not
back with you.
Not officially, but he's always welcome. He's like, man, whenever you want to come and hit with us, wherever you are, you know. So we always call him to see where he's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
And do a little rehearsal and get it cracking, man. So
it's real interesting. If Mint Condition tonight is your favorite, it's tonight on Unsung. It's a good story,
it's
too.
It's funny. It's entertaining, informative, you know.
And it doesn't have a tragic ending. as most unsungs.
Yes, it's a different one.
All right, Stokely.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Music at the speed of life, baby.
Yes, sir.